Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Rob Schofield and Bob Orr, we're in the season of giving, but MarketWatch has reported that the amount of charitable giving by the United States declined by some $54 billion in 2018, following the 2017 tax reform law. In response, charities are cutting personnel or services they provide. The doubling in the amount of the personal income tax deduction has lessened the need to make tax-exempt donations. Two questions. What can be done about this decline in contributions, and what can we do to get people to support charities even if they don't get a tax deduction? Bob?
Well, I think it's a difficult question. People are inundated with requests for money. And, you know, many are worthwhile groups, but there is this constant pressure, this constant asking. And I think part of the pushback is the sort of overwhelming request by nonprofits for people to give. The tax law change, obviously, I assume, is having some major impact. But I mean, I really don't know what the solution is. I mean, other than people need to focus in on particular issues or particular kind of groups that they strongly support, and then learn to say no to those others.
Rob, some people are saying, hey, we can fix this by making every contribution to a charitable organization tax deductible, irrespective of the personal deduction. What do you think of that?
It might be part of the solution. I am clearly reversing some of the decisions of the Trump administration when it comes to tax policy. Folks could also go to ncpolicywatch.com to make a contribution if they want to. But no, seriously, I think it's about rebuilding the middle class, actually. We have had this evaporation of the middle class as we've seen more and more money flowing to the very super wealthy in our country. It's been exacerbated greatly under the Trump administration. The middle class is less well off than they used to be. They have less money to give, and when you take federal tax policy and remove an incentive that was there, we talk about this being the holiday season, the season of giving. It's getting to the end of the year. That's a lot of the reason that people have traditionally made charitable contributions. They want to get it in for the tax year.
The months of December, I'm told, are the most significant months for charitable donations of
churches,
the entire year.
You name it. Absolutely.
Yeah, the entire year. I wrote a column about this on ncspin.com this week, and I would suggest you might want to read it. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.